those of you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be on the show, and there is an open line. If you want to jump on at 866-444-3478. As I said in the first hour, we do have an event coming up Tuesday. It's for the profession, people that are in the contracting business, greenhouse business, retail business, parks, rec, whatever. And it's in Coppell, the city of Coppell. All you got to do is go to our website and go to the homepage, click on appearances, and there you'll see the event. It's Tuesday night starting at 6 o'clock. We'll have my book, Organic Management for the Professional, there if people want it. If you want to bring any of my books to sign, that's great too. If you're a homeowner and really want to come, that's fine. It's set up primarily for the professional people. And if you want to send your ground crew, your landscape person, your landscape architect, whatever, you can tell them about it. And we do need to have a call, and the telephone number to call and say you're coming so a seat will be reserved for you is shown there on the website. One of the things we'll be talking about is herbicides, and I've been talking about that. It's been kind of dominating the show so far, which is fine because they are a problem. One of the big problems is Roundup. It's sometimes surprises people that it gets such low ratings, or I should say high ratings, on the herbicides that should be avoided. But the reason it's bad, and just more and more evidence, research, data, literature comes out on it all the time about it causing a bunch of problems. It's caused super weeds in agriculture. It's caused the biological activity in the soil to drop like a rock so that production is affected. But from the health standpoint, that's where it really gets scary. It affects – there's this big argument about Roundup that it doesn't – that animals don't have the same pathway for the glyphosate in the Roundup to work that plants do. That's their big argument, and so it's not dangerous. A little problem with that argument – and that is that the bacteria in the gut of wildlife, livestock, pets, and you and me does have that pathway. So the Roundup is causing health issues big time, and it is worse because it's affiliated with GMOs, genetically modified organisms, which are also having negative effects on human and animal gut and health and issues, you know, in other ways. So you combine the two, you got a soup there that's bad, and the stuff is being used heavier and heavier and greater volume out there every year. Now, the good news is that, you know, there's more and more people coming out, doctors and research people and everybody else, saying that Roundup is directly related to bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, and even autism in children, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all these diseases. And that combination of the two is even worse. So, you know, that's going to be a big part of what we talk about Tuesday night, is the weed control, the herbicide issue. It's the one place where there's a little bit of a fatal flaw in the organic program. It's not fatal, really, but it in some people's minds, it's a fatal flaw that they have to have a herbicide that will kill stuff. We have herbicides that are safe, organic herbicides that are safe out there, and they are things like the vinegar products, orange oil products, fatty acid products like scythe and those, and others. There's some biological things. There's now some hydrogen peroxide products. There's also some essential oil products. The research and the manufacturing industry has now kind of caught on that that's a big deal, and are getting involved in it. And like I was saying at the beginning of the show, there's a lot of products out there that are trying to say that they're in this category, and they are not. So buyer beware, be careful about that. And we'll try to, through our newsletters and the website and TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, already has a whole lot of information on that. We'll try to help keep it straight for everybody. But the biggest lie, probably the first biggest lie, is that plants, and I'm going to talk about this also, both in courses that I'm doing, online courses, and also in this little seminar that we're doing Tuesday night. The first biggest lie probably is that a plant can't tell the difference between an organic and a synthetic fertilizer. The plant can sure tell the difference, and the soil really can tell the difference. I'm going to show in the seminar even scanning electron microscope photographs of a plant taking in molecules not in the basic ionic form, which is the argument that the chemical people give you, that all nutrients go into the plant in basic element form. That's not true. Plants can absorb things up to and larger than entire bacteria, and very, very large molecules. And so that's lie number one. And then lie number two is that Roundup is safe, and it goes away when it hits the soil, or it's tied up by the soil. Does no such thing. It's showing up in the water. It's a problem in animal and human health, and it's something we're going to continue to hammer on. And so don't be surprised when you hear a lot of that. Let's get back to the phones. And when you hear somebody hang up, jump on here and we'll chat. It's 866-444-3478. Richard in Snowball, Arkansas. Is that right, Richard?
That's right. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. KOMT. Thank you for calling.
Sure. I am trying to establish apple orchard here in Searcy County.
All right.
And when I get my soil survey back, one of the universal things they tell you is you're going to have to add lime. My question is there a difference between ag lime and pelletized lime? And are there alternatives to liming the soil to get that uptake in the for the plants?
Well, number one, Richard, you probably have acid soil there where you are. Is that a good guess?
Yes.
Okay. Well, adding lime is probably a good recommendation, because a lot of times in acid soils, what you have is a situation where the calcium is not there in strong enough supply to be available like it should. The calcium and the magnesium level in the soil is very important. There's a lot of different ways to get calcium. One of the typical ways is to recommend dolomite, limestone. And dolomite limestone is probably the one that's out there in the stores the most. It sometimes is a great product, and sometimes it's not very good at all. And the reason is that it contains a lot of magnesium. Well, when you're low in calcium in the soil, available calcium, if you got a good soil test, it would show you that probably the magnesium level is too high. So if you put out a calcium product that contains both calcium and magnesium, you're kind of running in place. See what I mean?
Right.
So probably a better calcium that's a little harder to find is the one called high calcium lime, and it does not have very much magnesium in it. So that would probably, in your case, be a great idea. Having a good soil test that talks about availability of nutrients might be a good thing to look at. But just in general, if you're going to go a shotgun approach, if you know you have acid soil, you know you have a deficiency of calcium, the chances are pretty high that the high calcium lime would be a better way to go. The other possibility of a path to go is using soft rock phosphate, because it has a lot of calcium in it too, and it also has available phosphorus that even when a soil test shows that you have high phosphorus, a lot of times it's not available to the plants.
Okay. It's kind of curious. When you dig in our soil out here, it's just full of limestone. And I'm thinking that it's because it's leaching down and it's not available for the roots. Is there a plant or something that can literally mine that and bring it back to the surface?
Yeah, it's called the Natural Organic Program. It's using the carbon, building the carbon in the soil. The carbon has this incredible buffering power to help release things that are tied up in the soil. Because what we're doing, when we're putting out the things that I recommend in general, organic fertilizers, compost, humates, humic acid products, all of those things that provide carbon help to release things that are tied up in the soil. The biological stimulators like the sugars, the molasses, and other things, biological products, all do that. You bet. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Doctor of Heroes Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, let's go to Ardmore, Oklahoma, and talk to Joel. Hello, Joel.
Morning. How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on there?
Well, first off the bat, I just wanted to say I had started your organic program in my garden this last year, and needless to say, my wife was glad to see the first freeze come. We did lots of canning.
Well, that's good.
But my main question is I had a friend of mine that had gave me some tamarind candy.
All right.
And it had the pulp and it had the seeds in it, and I took four of those seeds and put them in a pot and just see if they would pop up, and all four of them come up.
Mm-hmm.
And question is, would those survive here in southern Oklahoma if they were planted outside?
No, you're going to have to move to Costa Rica.
Okay.
No, that's a tropical or subtropical plant. It would be, in the category of, citrus and things like that. We could grow it here, but you're going to have a pretty sophisticated way to protect it from any freezing weather. It would... I'm not real sure. It's native to Africa, really, and I'm not sure what kind of soil it needs. It may be pretty resilient as far as the soil type, but if you got a really hard freeze, we'd be in trouble. You're going to have to provide some kind of a greenhouse situation for it to survive.
Okay. All right. Well. That was my question.
I don't know that I've ever even eaten any of it. Is it a real good flavor?
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's one of them deals, you either like it or you don't like it.
Yeah. Tamarind seed. It's a seed that looks a lot like a Eve's necklace, on the tree. And how long it would take for you to have some production, I don't know. Since you had germination and growth, try to keep the little trees around as long as you can, and give us some feedback on it. I have not grown tamarind.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
Okay. And we've got open lines for you if you want to jump in here. When I get through some of my Ann Howard's garden stuff, I will get right back to the phone. So Give me a buzz. It's 1-866-444-3478. Some of the things that we've had going on in the garden, we finally got all of the perennials taken down. It really extended over a long period of time this year because some of the perennials, if you have heard me talk, in my garden stayed green. In fact, some of the things continued to bloom up until this last couple of little freezes that we had, which were nothing more than kind of heavy frost. I mean, it never got colder than 29 degrees if it got to that. But we had winged begonia, angel wing begonia, that was continuing to bloom. It's not even a perennial. It's really an annual. A lot of the salvia was still blooming and still has a little bit of green foliage now, but most of that it was damaged enough where it was cut back. We finally, in this last freeze, had the Ohasanta completely turned black, and now it's been cut back. The roses around the city of Dallas, where I've been driving the last couple of weeks, still have flowers blooming all over the place. It's been really interesting on the roses. And the other thing, besides the fact that we have a program that's pretty good on curing the rose rosette problem on roses, I'm seeing something that's really head-scratchingly curious. I'm seeing some plants, including the knockouts, which are the most susceptible plants to rose rosette, that had some symptoms before, are growing like crazy again and seem to have outgrown the problem. So that's going to be interesting to see if doing a success by benign neglect works, because there are roses, including knockout roses, growing a lot of them out there. I mean, I'm seeing really a large number of plants that are blooming and look pretty darn good. Now, of course, the folks that have been saying, the universities and related people that have been saying there is no cure, there's nothing you can do, take them all out and all that. I wonder what they're saying now that there's so many that are looking so good out there and doing so well. Let's see what else is going on. We've got shredded tree trimmings work going on at our place. We kept some of the trimmings from one of the tree pruning operations, and it's been sitting around for a while. And that's cool, because when shredded tree trimmings sit around for a while, they start to compost a little bit, because there's such a nice blend of protein and carbon in that mixture when you're trimming live limbs off of trees and shrubs. And so the mulch is going out on some of the bare areas that I had hadn't been very careful about, and putting some of this mulch in the ground cover beds, the perennial beds, and anywhere where there's bare soil. And so that's something that you should be doing as well. It is time to be pruning. If you need to do some major pruning, if you've got limbs that are crossing and too thick and blocking views, and you want a little bit different appearance and feel, it is time to be doing the pruning. It's not, and it never is, time to just gut trees and really heavily thin them out, thinking that you need to do that and that's good for the trees. But if tree pruning needs to be done, it's a great time to do it. I personally do not use wound dressing or pruning paint myself, especially at this time of the year. And it's also a great time for planting new stuff, new woody plants and permanent plants of all kinds, and doing transplants of trees, which we've done in our garden. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, the birds and Howard are back with you. And just one final thing on the tree stuff. If you're planting a new tree of any kind or transplanting one, and you're fairly new listening to the show here, we do have different recommendations about how to plant and how to have greater success, better chance of greater success. So if you haven't heard me talk about it, just go to the information on our website on DirtDoctor.com. The information is also in my books, but it's a little bit different planting procedure. We dig a wide, ugly hole. We plant high after getting all the excess soil and mulch and burlap and everything else off the top of the root ball. There's always going to be a bunch of baggage on top of the root ball these days, unfortunately, in the industry that shouldn't be there. It should be removed and expose the true top of the root ball and then put that root, that true crown, that true top, leaving the flare exposed above the ground grade. And if you do that, you'll have great success with whatever kind of tree you plant, assuming you've selected one that is adapted to where you're trying to plant it. Let's get back to the phones. Connie in Plano next up. Hello, Connie.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Doing well. What's going on?
I'd like to transfer over from synthetic program to organic. However, I have a limited budget. Now, what can I do to get on the organic program with the limited budget?
Well, that's a good question because we feel like we're more cost effective. I think that what throws people on that issue is that they go into the grocery stores and see that the organic apples are three times more than the conventional apples, or they talk to a contractor that really doesn't want to do the organic thing and ask for a price, and they say, well, I'll do it, but it'll cost you twice as much. The truth is, Connie, it has to be cost effective. We've converted a lot of commercial projects over to an organic program, and we've had a budget that we had to stick with. The very first big campus that I ever converted over was exactly that. We had a very definite budget and had to make the transition. You just have to be careful about what you do, and the timing varies just a little bit. What kind of planting are we talking about converting over here? Vegetables?
It's my yard.
Your landscaping. Okay,
yes.
Turf, shrubs,
the
trees.
The whole caboodle.
Okay. All right, the first step is to just stop doing all the bad stuff. And the bad stuff is twofold. It's the synthetic fertilizers, and it's the toxic chemical pesticides. Do you still have a lot of that kind of stuff hanging around the place?
Yes, but I'm prepared to get rid of it.
Okay. The way you get rid of it properly is that all cities, including Plano, I think Plano is probably tied into the Dallas system, but you can make a call down the city and find out. There are chemical collection companies and agencies and city departments and so forth where you can take those materials in. Some cities let you do it any day of the week. I think Dallas does. And others have specific collection days, and you take this fertilizer and pesticides in, and they do what is considered the best thing to do with it. I think they're incinerated is what happens to them.
Okay.
So that's step one, is getting rid of all the stuff and making a cold break, clean, you know, cold turkey. We, years ago when I started in all this back in the late 80s, we had some projects that we tried because of the fact that the owner wanted it done that way. We tried to phase the organic program in, and I never was very successful with that because anything you continue to do that fouls up the health of the soil and contaminates things, it just, you know, kicks you back to square one. Limited budget people, I tell them the first step is to look at buying whatever your current budget was, whatever that dollar amount is, look at going and buying that amount of organic fertilizer. Organic fertilizer or compost products, in other words, something that you can put out that starts the process of improving the health of the soil. It starts stimulating the microbes in the ground. Now, one of the things that sometimes fits into that perfectly is dry molasses. You can go to a feed store, a farm store, a lot of the organic nurseries that sell the products, and buy a 50-pound bag of dry molasses, put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, you know, 2 pounds per 100 square feet, small areas. And what you have done by doing that is you've started the organic fertility program, you've stimulated microbes in the soil, and the chances are about 90% that you've run off all the fire ants on your property, you know, which is cost effective because you don't have to buy, you know, pesticides to try to do that.
Right.
You've done it all with one application of something. And then the next step you do depends on your budget. If your budget allows you to do it, and we're going to do that first application tomorrow. I mean, we are there. We're in the window right now for the first major fertilizer application in the organic program right now in January, and especially on into February.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second one, if your budget allows it, is to do it again or get a different organic fertilizer this time, one that's a blend that has, you know, more different kinds of available nutrients and microbe stimulators and that sort of thing. And there's several different brand names that we talk about on the show and on my website and everything. But we do that in early to mid-June. Okay?
Okay.
If that doesn't fit the budget, don't do it.
Okay.
Wait until it does fit the budget again. You can do it in the fall, or you can wait till next year to do it. If you put out one application of organic fertilizer, you can get by with it. You won't have as good a growth as I'd like to see you have, but you'll be okay. Now, if you can add to that at least one or two liquid applications, sprays, this mixture that we call Garrett juice, that will really help a whole lot as well. And you can make it yourself. The formula is on our website on dirtdoctor.com. It's in my books. It's a mixture of compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And those ingredients are pretty inexpensive, especially, you know, if you compare what it would have cost to buy the synthetic fertilizers and pesticides. And you can make Garrett juice literally using old coffee grounds. You can soak coffee grounds, and in other words, just have a diluted stale coffee as your compost tea portion of the Garrett juice, and then just use any sugar, old sugar that you have. You don't have to use molasses.
Okay.
And then you can buy a little seaweed at the store. If the budget doesn't allow it, skip the seaweed and do it later when you can afford it, when it does meet the budget.
Okay.
And if you want to add more to it to make it even more powerful, add a little liquid fish from the store. Again, all based on, does this fit the budget? Now, some people, especially with smaller gardens and some people with interior plants, the first thing that they'll do when the budget is limited is they'll go to restaurants, they'll go to coffee shops, they'll save their own coffee grounds, and they'll put the coffee grounds out as an organic fertilizer. And you can put them out up to a point where you've covered the soil black with coffee grounds. And it's a great fertilizer, wonderful fertilizer. One of the things that you'll see coffee grounds do is a fungus will start to grow. It'll be a blue or green fungus, and a lot of people get nervous about that. They think that that's something bad, but it's not. That's beneficial fungus that coffee is stimulating to grow. So, see, there's just a whole bunch of things you can do that don't cost very much money at all to make the transition over. And then once the budget allows you to do it, you look at the basic organic program that's on our website or in my books, which is to fertilize early spring, like we were talking about, early summer, and then in fall, those three times. A new organic gardener really, you know, if the budget is there, should do those three, at least the first year and maybe the second year, and then you can start cutting back and doing one or two dry applications a year. Spray some Garrett juice out, drench some Garrett juice in pots and then on specific plants that you want to push a little bit. Not very costly at all.
Okay. And the fall application, that would be what, late September or?
Anywhere from September through October is fine. And one of the nice things about the organic program is that you can literally fertilize any month of the year. If your schedule gets fouled up or whatever and you just got to go ahead and get something done, it can be done any month. Mm-hmm. But ideal would be January, February, June, September, October.
Okay. And the fall would be the same type fertilizer as the second?
It can be. I guess my gut feeling, we don't have any real hard research about this, but my gut feeling is that if you vary the organic fertilizer a little bit, it can be the same brand, but you might use corn gluten meal one time and the next time use one of their blends that has several different ingredients, or even switch brands from time to time, giving a little bit of a varied diet.
Okay.
To the soil and to the microbes in the soil and to the plants.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that'll get me started.
Good luck. And any questions, just you know where we are.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Thank you, Connie.
Bye.
And any of you out there, yeah, have any problems. And if you have real serious problems, one of the things that is good to do is send us a photograph. Send it in the Ask Howard part of DirtDoctor.com. Now you can send photographs there, or you can send photographs and questions to info@DirtDoctor.com. Speaking of coffee grounds, James in Palestine, Texas has a question. Hey, James, we can get started here anyway before the break.
All right. Appreciate it, Howard. No, I grind up about 20 cubic yards of loose leaves in the fall of the year.
Uh-huh, good.
And I collect coffee grounds from a coffee shop in Palestine.
Yeah.
And I usually put about 4 or 5 gallon cans a week in my compost plus the kitchen scraps. And
did you say wheat?
No. And I also put the kitchen waste.
Okay.
And then the 4 or 5 gallon buckets full of coffee grounds a week.
A week. I got
a
you.
Week,
okay.
Yes.
I tell you what, let's wait okay. till we get back so we're not rushed. I'm Howard Garrett. We're going to talk about coffee grounds and compost right after this. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActis probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. Torque's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Okay, we are back with James in Palestine talking about coffee grounds. Okay, James, you were saying you mix a bunch of coffee grounds with a bunch of leaves. Where were we going with all this?
Well, the potassium and phosphorus content is very high in it, according to a soil test.
Whose soil test?
A&M.
Don't pay any attention to it.
Okay.
Next question.
All right.
No, well, I'm not trying to be flip. It's what A&M's test tells you what the total chemical content of the soil and a product is. Doesn't tell you what the availability to the plants is, so it's not anything we really worry about.
Right.
The general organic approach has such tremendous buffering power. A lot of times, for example, you'll hear the A&M and other universities do the same thing, say that there's too much phosphorus and you don't want to put out anything that has any phosphorus because it's going to cause all kinds of problems.
Right.
Well, in most cases, that phosphorus that's there is not available to the plant much at all. And a lot of times putting out some more phosphorus along with a good blend of organic amendments and products and everything creates a situation where that phosphorus starts to become available to the plant and solves problems. For example, one of the things that that we do for trees that are in really a lot of trouble with, they're in stress so badly that insects and diseases approach them. One of the great tools to use, one of the few times I ever recommend injecting anything into a tree, but there's an injection system that's called PhosphoJet, and it's injecting phosphorus directly into the tree.
Yes.
And it is amazing what it'll do sometimes to turn around a tree that's struggling and stressed, lethargic, not growing, and having some kind of problem, because it's in Dallas, Texas, in alkaline soils that allegedly have this incredibly high level of phosphorus, and we're injecting phosphorus in it to cure it.
Yes.
it's just something they don't quite get, but it's a real thing, and definitely in your case, something you don't need to worry about. When you're mixing leaves and coffee grounds together, that is one heck of a great soil amendment, fertilizer, top dressing, mulch, any way you want to use it, used along with the organic program, where yes, there's just great buffering.
Well, I'm not particularly organic. I'm natural. You know, I can fudge if I need to.
Explain that to me. What do you fudge on?
Well, fire ant killer.
Why do you do that?
I use Ascend fire ant poison.
Well, I used to recommend Ascend, actually. It's okay. It's a biological kind of based thing, but I just don't ever find I need to do it, James. If we put out dry molasses and use beneficial nematodes on a regular basis, like I recommend for all organic gardeners, yeah, we just don't have a fire ant problem. But if you want to use a scent, I don't think that destroys your organic program. It's just a cost thing. I don't think you need to spend the money to do it.
Well, I don't have to use that much. I do raised bed gardening, and I've got 20 raised beds, and they're 8 inches deep. But you know, I don't have that major problem with fire ants.
Okay. Well, that's cool. You, I'm not going to scold you at all for using a sin. That's fine.
Okay.
It's just that my point again is I think if you use these other things, you may not have to. That's all I'm saying.
Right, right. And I garden 12 months out of the year.
That's great.
I raise the cold crops in the fall, and I cover them when the weather gets down like it did last night to keep the frost. But I've got broccoli that needs harvesting now, and carrots and beets.
That's great.
And what have you. But anyway.
Are you seeing any fire ant activity right now much?
Very, very little.
Yeah.
Very little.
I'm seeing none is the reason I ask. I just wondered if you were.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like you're doing great.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate the call.
Bye.
One thing that I was going to lead off the third hour with it, and I want to go ahead and do it now, and just in case something else comes up and I forget to do it. One of the herbicides I forgot to mention in the my talk about herbicides early on in the show was, and by the way, there's open line if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. There is an organic herbicide. Bob and I have talked about this a lot yesterday because he had been visiting with some of his listeners and that had made a comment that there wasn't anything in this category anymore. And I think that he and his people in San Antonio thought that. But there is a selective herbicide that's available. In other words, a herbicide that you can put out. And it, besides this one that I brought up this morning, this liquid one that is called Halo, there's one called AgriLawn. It used to be called Garden Weasel Crabgrass Control. It's now called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer, because that's what it was originally developed to control was crabgrass. But now it controls all kinds of weeds in your turf, and you can put out when the turf is green, it'll get the weeds and not hurt the turf, including up to the tough things like false strawberry and Virginia buttonweed, which are tough weeds. I'll talk about it a little bit more so I won't be so rushed when I come back, which is what I was planning on doing anyway. And then we'll go back to your phones, 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. The free newsletter, just fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com.